wrong one. Please stand and sing with us number 191 in your hymnals, Jesus Loves Me, all three verses.
Yes, Jesus loves me. right. Thank God that Jesus loves us. If you now will turn to the responsive reading in your hymnal, page 754, or you can look up on the screen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside still waters, restores my life, leads me in the paths for the sake of the Lord's name. Even though I walk through the valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord as long as I live. Several things before we really begin, and one thing I want to point out, just under the screen over here, Richard Dixon put together an amazing piece. He is shaking his head humbly, but he handmade it. It's for an altar cloth holder. I actually checked it out a little bit, raised it up, lots of detail. It kind of looks simple, but when you get up on it, it's just amazing. So I want to thank Richard. All right. So I noticed that we have several prayer requests, and at this time, is there any prayer requests or anything or any joys, any celebrations? Ma'am.
I have a cousin in California who is in a few weeks going to undergo a lung transplant.
So her prayer request is for a cousin in California who is going to undergo a lung transplant. Wow. Is there anyone else? Since you're here, I assume that everybody made it through Christmas just fine, and so that's definitely a joy that we all can celebrate. All right. Definitely looking at the back of the bulletin, there are several names on this list that we need to keep in our prayers. And is there anybody else? All right, let us pray then. Lord God, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to be here together to worship you, God. At this time, we just lift up all these names, the people that are listed here. Ms. Bamba Easter, Ava Goddard. Lord, just be with this young lady and help her through her time. Lord, we ask that you help Reverend Fred Hammer and Alice McNeely, Jimmy Howard, Allery Wilson, Braylee Brown, and Carol Hall, Meredith Seymour, Jane Jolly, and Arlene Fuller, Lord. You know the needs of these people, and we just lift each and every one of them up. We also lift their families up. Lord, we ask for your healing, your guidance, and that you would just carry them through the storms that they're going through in their lives, Lord. We just thank you so much for your grace and your blessing. And Lord, we just ask that you continue to bless this church and help each and every one of us. And Lord, and now as we come together, we say the Lord's Prayer with each other. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power,
and the glory forever.
Amen. All right, at this time, if our ushers would come forward. God, thank you for all your gifts, for the things that you've blessed us throughout this entire year. Lord, we just ask that you just continue to bless us, Lord, and just make these tithes and offerings to the benefit of your glory and your kingdom. In your name we pray. Amen.
Please remain standing and sing with us number 189 in your hymnals, Fairest Lord Jesus.
Oh,
seated. Slight change in the program. The musical selection will be Welcome to Our World, taken from our cantata a couple Sundays ago, performed by the Chancel Choir.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking, how we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting, welcome home.
As always, the choir and Clayton, they do such an awesome job. It's something that I hope you don't take for granted, the hours and the time that they put into it. But they do such a fantastic job. Also want to give one more shout out to Jonathan, and the church always looks awesome on Christmas. It's always, to me, it's one of the most beautiful places in Rockwood. And I always enjoy seeing all the decorations. And as we are now taking down our Christmas lights for the second day in a row, it also takes quite a bit of time. And so I want to thank him and anyone else that helped him as well for putting all this up and together. Well, it's hard to believe that today is December the 30th, 2018. I was just talking with Mr. Martin out in the hallway about, you know, we're getting ready to hit 2019, and it just, it doesn't seem right, does it? As many people often do at the end of the year, They reflect over what's taken place in their lives. If we're honest, this year's been full of ups and downs, and there's been births in the family or births of family friends, and that's an awesome time. There's also been deaths in the family and deaths of family friends. 2018 has been a year of great achievement and also great disappointments and heartache. 2018 has given us moments in which we can do nothing but rely on God, and moments in which we can do nothing but be thankful to God. No matter how we view our 2018, we must never forget that though we experience these ups and downs in our family life, our friendships, and our own faith, God is ever faithful, and He will deliver us. Today, it's our belief in our faith that I want you to reflect on the most. Now, as we read the responsive reading in the 23rd Psalms, you know, oftentimes that's used in different events. But I want you to think about it as a source of strength, and that the Lord is our shepherd, and He does guide us through. And even though sometimes we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, He's right there with us. And to me, it's always been an inspirational verse. All right. So our lesson today comes from the book of Matthew. And it's a very simple lesson. Matthew, oh, thank you, Keith. You'll see what that's all about here in a second. Okay. So, Matthew 18, verse 3. Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven." This verse really doesn't mean that we all have to become children. This verse really deals with our faith and the faith like a child. It's always fun during Christmas time to have children in the house. As you get older, Christmas kind of loses a little bit of its luster. But when small children or children come back in the house, it becomes fun again, and just the joy and the excitement that children bring to this time of year and to Christmas is what it's all about. And so our faith needs to be just like those children, and hopefully that you all got to experience a little over the past week. So before I go further on, I want to define two terms. First, the first term is belief itself. Now, Merriam-Webster defines this as a state or habit of mind in which trust or confidence is placed in some person or thing. The second term is faith. Merriam-Webster defines it as belief and trust and loyalty to God. So when we think of faith of a child, much like many of us witnessed 5 or maybe 6 days ago, depending upon your family, we can understand the mindset that we should take hold. All right, now to explain. All right, so I know many of you would love to turn back the clock, to look and feel younger, to get rid of some of your aches and pains, to get rid of the wrinkles and the gray hair, and of course the fat and the flab. And so I've got this remedy just for you. Now, for those of y'all that can see, you can clearly read, but I'll read it to you, what this remedy actually is. So, this remedy cures headache, neuralgia, toothache, backache, earache, swelling, sprains, sore chest, swelling of the throat, contracted cords. It also relieves muscles, stiff joints, wrenches, dislocations, cuts, and bruises. It quickly takes out the soreness and the laffamation from cores, bruises, insects, and reptile bites. The best external preparation for bicyclists and athletes. It makes the muscles supple and relaxes the cores. So, coach, you can take this to practice and give them to our players and they'll be awesome. It loosens the joints and gives a feeling of freshness and vigor to the whole system. Snake oil liniment cures all aches and pains. And if nothing else, when used together with one more liniment, it's a cure-all for everything in every instance, or your money is returned. And my wife wants me to take this next one. If you're afflicted with deafness, get our specially prepared pure rattlesnake oil. All right, Keith, we have another one up there? Yes. All right, so this is the actual product itself. It says Professor Finster Snake Oil, made with real snakes. Medicated pain eradicator, cures what ails you. It steadies your nerves with a soothing syrup. Now here's the kicker. If it don't bite, it ain't right. And it was prepared and sold by Professor Finster, the druggist. And one more thing, keep it away from flame. Keith, if you'll flip. All right, so here's one such lady that took it, and you notice she also suffered from depression. She has a pretty bad frown there, but after she took it, everything was lifted. She's more supple. Her makeup's a little better. And she has a smile on her face. And if you need a living example, my wife is back there, and she takes it every day. And believe it or not, she looks the same she did when I married her. 16 years ago. She has less wrinkles than I do, doesn't have a gray hair anywhere, and she takes it. It's fantastic. All right, so obviously snake oil doesn't work. And it's too bad, really. You know, the snake oil itself is kind of what the world is always trying to offer us. The quickest, the fastest, the easiest. And, you know, we all really would love for it to work. It'd be great to not ache and pop and creak and all those sorts of things that we all, well, people who have a few years on us suffer from. And really and truly, this is one of the things that's offered to us in our lifetimes. That we can put faith in man-made things. But really and truly, what we need to do is put faith in Jesus Christ. And so the world offers us false things. And Jesus is the only one who has credibility, and that snake oil is not the answer. All right. There's one other example that I want to put forth, and that is the example of Peter. In Matthew chapter 14, verses 26 through 33, we get this example. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Now, here's the amazing thing. Peter, who essentially was one of the founding fathers of the church and a rock. Jesus even mentioned, "You are my rock." So, his example is perfect. In verse 28, he says, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come out on the water." What a pure showing of faith. Say, "I'll walk on water with you. Just tell me to come." So, Jesus said in verse 29, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus. I don't know about you, but as a child, I always tried when the swimming pools or whatever to try. Let me see if I can be like Peter. Let me try. Never worked. But here's the real lesson. In verse 30, Peter was walking on water with Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him and said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" And they climbed into the boat. The wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." So, here's my question. How can a man lose faith with Christ standing in front of him? I mean, come on, Peter. What's wrong with you? You've seen Christ. You know, he healed the leper. He healed blind men. He healed the lame. Made people walk. You've seen all these different things in front of you. How in the world can you lose faith? It's easy to judge Peter, isn't it, here? How can you do that? Yet really, if we're honest with ourselves, we take a step backward and we look into ourselves. The real question, and answer for that matter, is, aren't we all like Peter? In our own storms, we waver. We see the wind. We see our problems. We see what's coming at us. And instead of looking towards Christ, we look around and say, "Oh, how am I going to get through this? How can I overcome this?" In our own storms, we waver and fall, crying out, "Lord, save me." And the thing is, Christ is standing in front of us or with us the whole entire time. It's just human nature. And that's what we're really must come to terms with. And I will freely admit that I've wavered too many times, and I've looked at the storms and I've wondered, how am I going to make it through this? The beauty really is in this, that it's God's mercy and grace that allows us to waver. because he knows our hearts and our souls and our spirits. He knows who we are. Now, we may be able to walk among each other and say, hey, I'm good, I'm perfect, I'm this, I'm that. But we can't do that with God because he knows our hearts and our souls. But again, despite that, despite our imperfections, despite our weaknesses, he continues to love us and give us grace. I also think of, as a small child, when I was scared, I would run to my mom or my dad, say, please help me, I'm scared. And there was nothing greater than my parents wrapping their arms around me and saying, it's okay, I've got you now. And see, our Heavenly Father is just that. You know, some of us, we need the old snake oil to make us feel more fresh and because we have some age on us. But the thing that we forget sometimes is we forget to keep that childlike faith. And when those rough times are happening, we should run to the Lord and we should look for his arms to wrap around us and to comfort us, just as we were given when we were a small child. So really, the question is, you know, you say, Matt, I'm 30 years old, I'm 40, I'm 50, I'm 60, I'm 70, I'm 80. It's been a long time since I've been a child. So how do I have this childlike faith? How do I do it? It's really just simple. We just focus on God and focus on Jesus. We remember that our Heavenly Father knows our hearts and knows what we're about. Matthew 18, verse 4 says, whoever humbles himself like this child, as we sang, Jesus loves me. And there was a purpose for that, and it's an old nursery rhyme or Sunday school song that we all sang as children. But as Christ had the child on his knee and told his disciples, hey, first off, don't stop the children from coming to me. And secondly, this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And it's the childlike faith that will allow this person to enter the gates of heaven. And Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Just because we have some wrinkles and some gray and some flab and some fat and whatever else, doesn't mean we're not God's children. We are all children of God. And so we should never lose sight in our hearts and in our souls. We are children of God. And just like Peter, we need to remember that in the eye of the storm, he remains in control. And we should praise him in the storm and turn away from our fears and our worries and our doubts and sickness and all the things that we all carry. Real stuff. And look towards God. Look towards Jesus so that he can reach out and grab our hand and pull us up. So, for 2019, which it's hard to believe again, I'm still relatively a young man, but 2019, it doesn't sound right. We need to keep faith like a child, knowing that God is for you, and that He has you, and He's standing with you, and that Christ is beside you. And when you get down, when you feel like there's no hope, take a step back and quit looking around you and look upward. Look towards Jesus. Just continue to keep that childlike faith. All right. I'll have Clayton come up at this time and sing the hymn of invitation.
Good Christian friends, rejoice. Please stand.
Take a seat real quick, and obviously I've got one more little thing to do, and that's fine. No, don't worry about it. Keith, if you will, if you'll play Praise You in the Storm, I just want you all to watch and read the words as well.
Down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again I say amen, and it's still raining. As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm falls. I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. Oh,
Benediction. And before, just one more quick joke, and that is that my wife will be selling the snake oil. all right, let's bow our heads here. Lord God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this year. Lord, we just ask that you continue to help us to have faith like a child and help us to always remember that we are in your hands, Lord, and that we just need to look up in the times when we deal with storms and tragedies and so on, Lord. We just ask that you bless this congregation. Help us to have the best year ever for 2019. We just thank you in your name we pray. Amen.
Every knee.